Welcome back to Siddur Snippets. So excited to get started again after our Pesach break, and so grateful to Renee and Jack Nussbaum, who sponsored Siddur Snippets for this year, Le'ilu Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. If you'd like to hear all the previous Siddur Snippets, you can find them on RabbiEphraimGoldberg.org or on YU Torah, searching for Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. We are up to Vayivarach David es Hashem Le'inei Kol HaKahal. We've concluded Ashrei and the Halalukas that form the centerpiece of Psukei DeZimra. We reviewed Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, and we continue Vayivarach David. Vayivarach David is taken from Divrei Hayamim, the first volume of Divrei Hayamim, Perek Chaf Tes. And we'll see in a moment why it's so critically important that as part of our transition in davening, we recite these three psukim. The Tur in Orach Chaim, Simen Nun Aleph, quotes the Gaonim who had the practice of inserting these three psukim, followed by the six psukim that are taken from Nehemiah. And the reason is the 15 expressions of praise that we will employ in Yishtabach, recognizing Hashem's greatness, His exaltedness, His providence, His dominion, they all come from the combination of Vayivarach David, Atahu Hashem Levadecha, and Az Yashir. Rav Pinkus describes, we've just concluded Ashrei and Halalukas that form the end of Tehillim. We finish the book of Tehillim, and we continue to channel David HaMelech's poetry, his incredible emotional outpouring, his expression of love, of his relationship with Hashem. We tap into that no longer with Tehillim, as we finished Ashrei and the Halalukas, but with his words from Divrei Hayamim, Vayivarach David. What's going on in this section, and why are we employing it here in our davening? It's taken from Divrei Hayamim, the song of David at the end of his life, when at the end of David's life, he's so grateful that he publicly wants to express his gratitude with humility to Hashem for all of his success, for the triumph over his enemies, for all that he's amassed and accumulated, his wealth, his power, his royalty, his monarchy. And he pauses at the end of his life to say publicly, Le'inei Kol HaKahal, to anyone who will hear it, that everything he has and every success he achieved is all from Hashem. He acknowledges God's glory and might and splendor, that Hashem is the ruler not only of earth, of nature, but that Hashem transcends nature, is able to suspend and supersede the rules of nature. Rav Hirsch sees in these three psukim, and they're being inserted here in our davening, that David HaMelech made a pledge, a vow, that when he turned over all of his riches to Shlomo, the funds he had collected for building the Beis HaMikdash, he handed it all that wealth to Shlomo, and he said, all of this is from Hashem. It might be under my name, it might be registered with my social security number, but it really is all from Hashem. And here he invokes Yaakov, he invokes Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael Avinu, because Yaakov was the first one to pronounce the concept of a house of Hashem. Yaakov saw a Beis Elokim, and he linked it with a vow, taking a neder to dedicate his life to Hashem. In fact, Yaakov is the first to take a neder and say, Hashem, if you save me from all of my tzar, if you're able to support me in my time of need, I make a promise, I take a vow to dedicate my life and dedicate my resources towards you. And that's what we do here as well. We dedicate our lives and our resources towards Hashem. He is a precedent. We invoke the name Elokei Yisrael Avinu. We invoke the precedent of Yaakov of Yisrael. And we too make a neder, we make a promise that Hashem, save us in our time of trouble. Give us salvation in our time of need. Turn things around for us. Give us hope and light in the darkness. And we too make a promise that that renewed sense of life, that renewed sense of vigor, that renewed sense of health, the renewed opportunities to gain greater wealth, we will channel and direct all in the service of you. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Nanaf Siv Zayin tells us, Nahagu la'amod kishe'omrim vayivarach David. The custom is to stand. We sit for Psukei DeZimra, most parts of it. We stand for Mizmor LeSoda. But we stand again, we rise again with Vayivarach David. Why do we stand with Vayivarach David? The Magen Avraham of Avraham Gambiner says that these are psukim, these three verses of Hoda'ah, of gratitude. David expresses his gratitude, and we channel those same words to express the same emotion, to take stock and reflect on what we have and who we are, and to thank Hashem for it. And in a moment of Hoda'ah, of gratitude, we don't say it sitting down. We don't say it passively, but rather one should stand up to honor the person, the being to whom we are directing that hoda'ah, the gratitude. Just like we stand for Yishtabach, we stand for the psukim of hoda'ah, says the Magen Avraham, and that is the origin of standing for Vayivarach David. However, there's another reason which is offered, a very beautiful reason. Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh Simen Shin Samach Aleph quotes from the Mishnah in Bikurim that we have a custom of standing for a person who is on their way, who is spending their time to do a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Bikurim tells us that when they would, the farmers would take their first fruit and they would ascend to Yerushalayim to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the people who were on the side of the road who saw them ascending would rise and stand in their honor. We stand to acknowledge, we stand to honor those who are on their way to do a mitzvah. The Arizal writes that we have a custom to give tzedakah at this point in davening. When we say, V'yata Moshel Bakol, God, you are the ruler, you reign over everything. And the way to affirm, the way to testify, that God, we believe that even what we have, we're only stewards over for you, but it really all belongs to you. The greatest testament we can give that we believe it, it's not just lip service, is to share some of what we have at that moment with others God wants us to be generous with. V'yata Moshel Bakol, God, you're in charge of everything. And to prove it, we'll take some of what we have, realizing we're only guarding it for you, and we'll share it with others. So based on this Arizal, the minhag is to give tzedakah, V'yata Moshel Bakol, both Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, write that we stand, you know why we stand? In honor of those who are giving tzedakah. Fulfilling this statement in Yoredeya, this mission in Bikurim, to honor people doing a mitzvah, to honor those who are giving tzedakah in this moment, we all collectively have the custom to stand in Vayivarach David. Why do we stand on Shabbos? Because lo plug, once we have the custom of standing for Vayivarach David, we do it for 7 days a week. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky adds, this is the reason that we rise when the Chassan and Kala are about to walk down their aisle. We're honoring them not as a melech or malki yet, they're not a king or queen, they've not yet gotten married. But why are we standing? Because they're on their way to do a mitzvah. Assuming that standing under the chuppah is either a mitzvah proper or it's a hechsher mitzvah peruvu, they're going to build a family, please God, but they're on their way to go under the chuppah to build a family and to do a mitzvah, we stand to honor the mitzvah they're about to do. So just like Chassan and Kala, we stand just like for the farmer bringing his bikurim, for those who are fulfilling the custom, V'yata Moshel Bakol, that God, you in charge of everything, and they therefore are sharing what they have to give tzedakah, we too rise and we have a collective universal custom to stand for Vayivarach David at this point. Continue, please God, by going through the actual words of these beautiful three psukim.